Hey everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Networking and Marketing Made Simple. Super excited for today's episode, and you're going to love my conversation with my good friend Bobby and everything that we talk about positioning yourself, your offer, your business. But also, today is this podcast's 300th episode, and I am so thankful, so grateful, so appreciative of all of the people that have helped this podcast grow the way that it's grown from beginning almost 3 years ago to now getting close to 140,000 downloads since launching it. And that is just so gratifying to me. So I'm actually doing a free giveaway, and I'm sending out autographed copies of my first best-selling book, The LinkedIn Book for Network Marketing, which could be applicable to any business. And all you have to do is share this 300th episode out on your social media. So you can share it onto Facebook, onto Instagram, and your Instagram story, on LinkedIn. You got to tag me in it. That way I know you've done that. And also leave a 5-star rating and basic review on iTunes. Once that's done, I will reach out to you because I'll see that you've done that. And all you're going to do is give me your address, and I'm going to mail you a free autographed copy of my book for doing so. So everyone, again, all you have to do is share this episode out on Facebook, Instagram, Instagram story, LinkedIn, tag me in it so I get the notification that I've been tagged, leave a 5-star rating and basic review on iTunes. I will reach out to you, get your address, and mail you your very own copy that's autographed of my first best-selling book, The LinkedIn Book for Network Marketing. So again, thank you from the bottom of my heart for all your support. Enjoy today's episode, and I'll speak to everybody soon. Here's to the next 300 episodes. Networking and Marketing Made Simple is for you, the business owner who has a product, a service, or a message that you believe in. My name is Scott Aaron, and each week we'll take a behind-the-scenes look into the real-world marketing and networking tactics and strategies for getting what you have in front of you to a lot more people. Thanks for spending time with me, and now let's get started. Hey everybody, and welcome to another episode of Networking and Marketing Made Simple. Super grateful to be here today, just to provide you some more value-added content, as I always strive to do, alongside my good friend Bobby Chandiarmani, who is, when I talk about expert in how to position one's self in B2B sales, whether it's large-scale business, a solo entrepreneur, this is the man that you're going to want to learn from. So we're going to talk all things sales and how to better position yourself when you're looking to really elevate your business. But on top of that, Bobby's going to share a little bit about his journey of where he's come from, how he got to where he is right now, and where he's going moving forward. So Bobby, welcome to today's episode.
Thanks so much for having me, Scott.
So here. Absolutely. So let's dive right in, and let's talk a little bit about the beginnings of Bobby before he got into what he's doing now. You're responsible for tens of millions of dollars worth of sales in your arena. So just introduce yourself to the audience a little bit and how you got to where you are right now.
Yeah. So my name is Bobby Chandiarmani, and I teach service-based entrepreneurs how to position themselves in the marketplace in a way that instantly attracts their best clients. And I came from first-generation entrepreneurs. My dad came in from Hong Kong. We're Indian. So came to America with just a few thousand dollars in his pocket, didn't speak very good English, had zero relationships, and started a business. And it was a jewelry business, and he grew it very successfully from literally the ground up. And so my mom was pregnant with me. They had a business in New York, and they moved to Dallas. And like that began like my journey of being like a young entrepreneur. I was 4 years old stuffing catalogs at the showroom. And my dad had put together an event with all these Mary Kay women who would come out and shop jewelry for, there were national sales directors, and they would shop all this jewelry for their reps and maybe their clients. I don't know. But it was literally like hundreds of women flooding our showroom looking to buy jewelry for their team. And I was super shy, like growing up, I was super shy. And my dad, I'm 4 years old, so I can't even see over the counter. So my dad would pull up a stool and have me stand on the stool and start interacting with these women and helping these women and with their jewelry, picking out, you know, certain things and pulling things out of the showcase for them. And I was super shy. So it was way out of my comfort zone. But what I realized is that as I was interacting with these clients, it gave me an opportunity to create real connection with them. And so I always associated sales with like authentic connection. And I've always been drawn to sales because of that. So, you know, fast forward, I'm studying marketing in college. And again, always been drawn to the front line of sales, marketing, just interacting with clients. I love that, like promoting products and you know, getting your services out there. So I got recruited by a medical sales company, you know, in after college, did really well there, and then got recruited with a Fortune 50 company and head of sales for a big territory over there, did well there. And as I was growing my career as a young professional, I started to notice my parents' business that was once thriving was really having a hard time. They weren't prepared for, you know, the internet coming. Like they relied on trade shows, word of mouth, catalog business. And so like once the internet was introduced and online business when it was introduced, they weren't prepared for that because they were old school. They weren't really trained on how to build a website or how to even have a website. It was so new to them and it was so foreign to them because they didn't really grow up in that generation. So literally they were being like pummeled by all this online competition coming to market. And like their once like massively successful business just started tanking. And so I noticed this, I'm working for a big medical company doing really well, building my career. And I'm seeing this in the background and I'm like, man, this is, you know, this is crazy. Like I haven't seen them, you know, struggle to get business since I was like ever. And so I decided I transitioned from corporate America to entrepreneurship again. And I started going into their company. I said, okay, what's going on here? And they're like, all this online competition, people are trying to knock us off, sell stuff for cheaper. It's hard to get like through all this noise. And I said, okay, what is it that we do better than anybody else in the market? Right. And we started honing in and I didn't know this at that time, but what I was doing is really crafting a unique position for them. And I said, what is it that makes you really special? Why do your customers come to you? Right. What can you do better than anybody else? Like, who is it that our market really is? Right. And what is it that they really want? How can we position our, I didn't say position because I didn't have that language back then, but how can we put our services in front of them in a way that is highly appealing and in a way that literally eliminates and wipes out all the competition. And so I started like being obsessed with this idea of instead of like pushing your services and getting your services to try to get people to buy your services, to literally stand in like a beacon of light and have your clients just come to you like flies, right? And now imagine this. So I'm a young entrepreneur and, you know, I'm trained in corporate America, growing sales. And so I was always a big fan of training and personal development and bringing on mentors. So I was doing a trunk show one day in the building that I lived in. And this guy comes up, he starts picking up my jewelry and is like, this is a strong piece. I'm like, who is this guy? And it turns out that this guy, he's got a Harvard MBA and he was the brand architect for brands like David German, which is a multi-billion dollar jewelry company. Like, you know, he was VP of Neiman's and Abercrombie and huge brands. Like Gucci wanted to hire this guy as their CEO. He turned it down. Like that's the level, caliber level of branding guy that this guy was. And his name was David. And him and I just hit it off. Like at first I was young and arrogant and I didn't know better. And I'm like, who's this guy? Cause he was coming in. I was doing a trunk show and it was really fancy. And I made the whole, you know, it was like a violin player was playing model fashion show. It was crazy. I always like to do things like outrageous and big. He comes in with t-shirt, jeans, baseball cap. He was just coming from the spa. A buddy of mine invited him. I had no idea who this guy was, but he handed me his business card. And again, as I was always curious, you know, growing up, he hands me his card and I call him the next day and I'm like, hey, let's go get some lunch. And so him and I, we went to our favorite burger place in Uptown Dallas and we just hit it off. And he just became like my best friend, my mentor for the next like 15 years of growing this business. And he was in my wedding. Like all my mentors have been like personal friends of mine and I'm super grateful for all of them. But David really helped me understand what it is to be a brand and how it is to honor yourself and honor that brand and make decisions based on the brand and that you want to be in the market. And all of your decisions should really revolve around that, right? And it's really, how do we position ourselves in the market as the leading authority and be the go-to jewelry designer in that case, jewelry and accessory designer in that case, that everybody wants. So after working with Dave and I brought in some other mentors, there's another great guy named Danny who did advertising for AT&T and all huge brands. And he was my advertising and marketing mentor. And all of these mentors, and I accredit 100% of my success to like my mentors and, you know, the guidance that they've given me. I'm not the guy that's going to say I did it all on my own, because that's so far from the truth. Like I believe, like, if you really got, you know, honest with most entrepreneurs, they would tell you that they didn't figure it all out on their own. And if they did, they didn't take the shortcut, that's for sure. But, you know, I started getting all these mentors and I started applying and deploying all these strategies from the, you know, billion-dollar companies, these clients that they were dealing with. And I started to formulate a strategy on how to position ourselves in the marketplace in a really differentiated way. And because we started doing that and making decisions based on that and literally like reinforcing that with our clients, like over and over and over and over again, we were, next thing you know, in the hands of some of the biggest celebrities in Hollywood, like wearing our jewelry. And, you know, we're like arm candy for some of the biggest celebrities in Hollywood. We're on fashion shows. We're in boutiques around the world. Like our business started booming again. And so as we're growing this, like we're on TV, we're on celebrities, we're in fashion shows, we're on covers of magazines. We're, you know, a globally recognized brand now, back at the top of our game. A lot of our clients were saying like, how did you do that? Like, how did you come out of like, they thought it was nowhere, but there's always work, so much work behind the scenes. Can you help us with our brand? And I never forgot. My first client came to me. She had it was a fudge company. She was buying a bunch of our stuff during the trade show because we had a beautiful showroom in Dallas. And she said, man, I love your stuff. And I said, what do you do? She's like, oh, I have this fudge company. And, you know, 20 minutes later, she's bringing me a box of fudge and it was delicious. And I said, Kelly, what do you want to do with this company? And she's like, well, my dream is to sell it all over America. And I said, really, what's the deal with it? What's the story behind this? She's like, well, it's my grandma's recipe. It's gluten-free. It's all natural. It's amazing. And she happened to be showing downstairs at the gourmet show. And I said, let me come by and see you on my break and check out what you're up to. And she was fascinated with the merchandise and the brand that I had built. And she was a good customer. She always came in and bought all my highest end stuff. And so I'm downstairs, I'm looking at her booth and she's got, I never forgot, it's like this black tablecloth. She's got this like scary picture of her grandma that looked like a ghost. It freaked me out a little bit. She had salmon patties on her table and she had her fudge. And I'm like, what is this? It was like a hodgepodge of a, you know, gourmet business. She's like, well, this is my fudge. And I'm like, and then I pulled her aside and I'm like, Kelly, do you really want to turn this into a real business? Like, do you really have that interest? Or is this kind of like a sideshow for you? She's like, no, like my dream is to get my grandma's fudge in all over America. And I'm serious about this. And she's like, can you help me do that? Like what you did with your band? And I'm like, I don't know. And so I had she was my first client. And so we had taken Kelly and we got clear about you know, I asked the same question to Kelly as I asked my mom and dad. And I said, what is it that makes your fudge so different? And she's like, it's my grandma's recipe. I'm like, that's fine. But the customers don't care about it's your grandma's recipe or if it's Nancy's recipe. What is it that makes your fudge so different and so unique? And we started going deep. Oh, well, it's gluten-free. Oh, wow. That's interesting. Okay. It's all natural. Okay. That's interesting. Right. Well, I bake it fresh every day. Okay. That's interesting. Like, what else? That's about it. Okay. Well, how else can we position this as something unique and different from all the other fudges? She's like, I don't know. I'm like, what do you believe in? And she's like, well, I've got this charity that I really like to donate. Okay. Let's tie that into the story. Let's make every box of fudge donate a portion of sales to this charity. Right. And then we built this story in this unique position around Kelly. We reshot her, you know, products. We made her brand elevated. We positioned her as like the gourmet fudge of the industry. And about 4 to 5 months later, she's selling on QVC all around the world. And her business literally went from like this to this, like in 6 months. And I'm like, holy crap, that's crazy. She was beside herself. And so more and more clients started coming to me, and I'm like, I started really being drawn to helping people because I got so excited when I started to see their businesses grow. And that's how I started my consulting company. And you know, fast forward 10 to 15 years later, I've now coached over 4,000 entrepreneurs around positioning, messaging, how to communicate your message in a really powerful, authentic way where it really lands with your most important clients. And then sales and enrollment. Like, as you know, Scott, like you're phenomenal at this, but you want to get your clients, like the old 80 sales strategies and techniques around selling, it doesn't feel good. And if you're a professional and you have services that you offer to your clients, people feel weird when you're starting to, you do these weird sleazy sales tactics. And what I teach my clients is how to have an enrollment conversation that actually gets your clients to decide for themselves that working with you is their next best step. And it takes away a lot of the friction from selling, and it really becomes their idea to move forward with you. And it all starts with positioning.
You know, you've touched on a lot of important things, and two big things: clarity, but also what makes you different. And I think that's a very important question to ask. And I think for anyone that's listening to this, it's something that Bobby and I want you all to think about, and really asking yourself, you know, what really makes what you do different. So, you know, to use myself as an example, I could have been a social media coach, a general social media coach, where I taught people everything about social media. But I said, what makes me really different? And what makes me really different is my specialty is LinkedIn, and I honed in on that, and I brought that to the marketplace, and I made that the focal point for everything that I do. So for the people that really haven't thought about what really makes them different, how much, and again, I know the story that you just shared, that's one example, but truly, how much can change for one's business or product or good or service if they really get clear on what makes them different?
So according to Forbes magazine, like, your clients are already exposed to over 10,000 marketing messages a day. So that is like mind-blowing, right? Like, if you're constantly being bombarded with messages, your subconscious brain is programmed to literally delete almost all the messages coming to you. Otherwise, you wouldn't be a productive human being. So when you have a differentiated message, it can't just be different for the sake of being different, right? It has to also match this idea of being different, but what I teach, hyper relevant to the clients that you're going after, right? And then the timing, right? It has to be at the right time, the right message to the right client. So when you are hyper-relevant to your clients and you're a specialist around what they're searching for, it literally can make all the difference in your business very quickly. And in fact, it's the fastest way to sales growth is by being an expert in a space and solving a really big problem in your market. Your money is directly related to the quality of problem that you're solving. Right. If you're solving something that's no big deal, you know, you've got, you know, you're and no offense to car washes, but if there's 5 car washes on the block and one person's going to wash my car, okay, cool. It's not really differentiated. And if you are a car wash, you do want to differentiate yourself. But if it's not differentiated, like, why am I going there? Why do I need to stop what I'm doing and going there? Like, you have to position yourself in a way that actually gets your clients to stop in their tracks if you really want to convert these into sales. I always build everything with the end mind of building sales and growing sales, right? Like, I think the biggest mistake that so many service-based entrepreneurs make and businesses make is they try to figure out sales over here on the sales side. And your services should be baked in with influence from the very beginning. And that's why positioning is so important. That's why we start all our clients with positioning. It doesn't matter how established you are in the industry. Like, we really create a powerful position in the marketplace, because that is going to, what's going to be the fuel that ignites your sales growth to its highest level. So literally, like, to answer your question, like, when you have a unique position that's differentiated and hyper relevant to a very specific audience at the right time, literally, it's your shortest path to your highest level of success.
And I think that's a big thing that people need to understand, is that a lot of people look around at what other people are doing. Yep. And they see all these people succeeding and they're killing it and they're crushing it. And they don't realize the path that that person has had to go down to get to where they are. You know, you know the adage, everyone sees the glory, but they don't know the story.
Yeah.
So everyone sees what Bobby is now doing for everyone else, but this is decades in the making, going back to when you were 4 years old, but then as a young adult, really discovering what was really holding your family's business back from really getting to the tip of that iceberg, where they can really start positioning themselves in a way and in the marketplace where they're not cornering it,
yeah,
but they're separating themselves from everyone else. And that's what's really it's really, really important. So the one thing that I really want you to clarify for people is that, you know, people really don't know what positioning is. So if you could break down in the simplest terms possible, how would you describe positioning to someone that is not familiar with what that is and how they need to do it for their business?
Great question. So for me, positioning is, how do we place ourselves in the market favorably in the minds of our clients from a differentiated place, right? So how do you, when your clients think about your business, your brand, your service, what is it that's different about you, and how do they perceive your service versus all the other services in the marketplace? And positioning is the intentional approach to crafting your brand, your message, your service in a way that's favorable and preferred to your most important clients.
So again, keeping your clients top of mind and most important, because again, if we're not thinking about our clients, and I speak about this often on social media, is putting yourself into the passenger seat, not the driver's seat, your message is never going to resonate, because it's always going to come from that egoic point of view that you have, instead of really thinking about the needs, the wants, the desires, the kinks in the hose, so to speak, for those individuals that could be benefiting from your product, your good, or your service. Now, I'm going to turn the tables. There's a lot of people out there that talk about positioning and value offer and strategy. So what makes Bobby's strategy so unique and so different from other people out there?
That's such a great question. So exactly what you said. There's so many entrepreneurs that are teaching messaging or copywriting or sales growth strategies, but what makes me different? So like, and so many of them have the basic understanding of, oh, okay, it's about the customer. Try to take the customer's words and put it in your copy, right? But what I teach is something really differentiated, is we always start with my client first. Like, what is it that makes Scott unique and different? Because Scott, you could have been a social media strategist, right? And you could have been like, okay, I get it. People are struggling with social media. If you're an online social media, if you're an online service business and you're struggling with social media, come to me, to my next workshop, whatever, right? And it's such a generalized message, but it's specific to what the clients want, and it's addressing what they're struggling with. That's kind of the basic rudimentary understanding of messaging and positioning. But what I do is I go deep with my clients. And I said, Scott, what is it about Scott that's so different? And we go deep. We go deep into really having a deep understanding of who Scott is. And then we bring Scott in the marketplace from a differentiated place. And then we use that differentiation to solve what the clients are looking for. So instead of just having the market dictate who we are to the market, we're bringing something unique and differentiated to the market. And then we're layering that with what does the market really need? And how can I use my, what I call quote unquote superpowers to solve a real need in the market? So it's not just adapting to whatever the market needs, because if you do that, so many entrepreneurs that I coach, they get into this cycle of, okay, what does the customer want? Let me give it to them, even if it's outside of my zone of brilliance. And what ends up happening is that you start doing subpar quality work. You start taking on projects that you're not really excited about. And 5 years down the road, you've built a business you're not passionate about, attracting clients you don't really care for, doing work that you don't even like. And now you're just like, how did I even get here? Right? So we have to understand what drives Scott. What is it about Scott that is unique and differentiated? And then take this unique, and what is Scott's mission to the planet? Like, what is it that Scott really values? Because we help our clients really live an enriched life by building a business that's highly successful, but also that really showcases their best work to the market and solves a real need in the market. So I think what makes me different is we go deep onto the client and we help them build a differentiated position. And when we work with them even deeper, we help them build like a unique methodology that only Scott has in the marketplace. So then he's differentiated from his solution, right? The what Scott does is LinkedIn, but how he does it is his unique methodology. It's his unique approach to LinkedIn networking, right? To maximize sales or whatever that is. So you can differentiate yourself in many different ways, but you want to solve the problem of your market from a differentiated place, not just from a differentiated place based on what the market wants, but based on what is it that drives Scott, right? What is it that makes Scott unique? So for me, it's really like I bake influence in sales in every step of the process, like from positioning to your messaging, to your methodology, to where when you get to the sales point, it's just a natural yes. And like other sales trainers, they'll say, okay, well, let me teach you how to use this phrase and that phrase and corner your prospect like this. So then they have no other choice but to say yes. And then you uncover it like this. Like we bake in the influence from the very beginning, and we do it from an aligned, authentic place by really understanding who Scott is, what does he uniquely bring to the marketplace? How is he differentiated? Okay, let's bring that into the unique position. Now let's take that unique position and bring it into the methodology, bring it into his offers. Like Scott, when you and I were talking, we were talking about doing a launch 100% from LinkedIn organic strategy, right? And then you could actually go to the market and say, like, does LinkedIn work for launches? You're seeing it right here. Like 100% of this launch was like success. And by the way, we're at 50 G's in sales, and 100% of those sales were driven from organic LinkedIn strategies that I teach, which is the process that you're buying into, right? And zero on Facebook ads. Like we've spent $0 on ads. This is 100% LinkedIn organic. So like we're baking Scott's differentiation in his methodology, in his offer, to showcase to his clients that he is not only like massively successful, but he's working his process for himself to show you, the clients, that this really works. Like you're seeing it in front of your eyes. This is a launch 100% like massively successful from 100% organic LinkedIn ads, the strategies that you're investing in, so you could do it for yourself.
So as we wind down, I have one big question left, but before we get to that, you actually have a free 5-day strategic intensive coming up from September 20th to September 24th. It's called the Position for Profit, free intensive, free for people to go. They learn everything about positioning themselves, their services, attracting clients. Tell everyone a little bit about what they can expect during that 5-day intensive that begins on September 20th.
Yeah. So it starts September 20th, which is Monday. And it's basically a training that's going to teach you how to differentiate yourself in the marketplace so you can quickly become hyper relevant to your most important clients. And we really start with understanding what is that makes you different. And not just different. I have brown eyes. I'm Indian. I came from Indian parents. It's different in a way that your clients care about, right? So day one, we're looking at like your personal differentiator. Day two, we're looking at your business differentiator. Day three, we're looking at accelerating demand for your services. Day four, we're talking about like a sales process that literally has allowed me to 10x sales in my business and my clients' businesses. And day five is really about stepping into the authority in the marketplace so you can be seen as the authority in your marketplace. So like who is it that you need to be to the market in order for the market to perceive you and receive you as the authority?
Awesome. So all the information will be in the description of this episode so people can sign up. I could not recommend this intensive more. And what I love Bobby is his willingness to give and give and give without expecting anything back in return. That is the sign of a servant leader, which he is. So everyone, I highly, highly recommend that. And Bobby, final question before we sign off today. What does success truly mean to you?
Success to me is knowing that you're putting everything you got to make a difference for other people while living your most fulfilled life.
Couldn't have said it any better myself, because again, understanding why you're doing what you're doing and when you're doing it, how you're doing it, all of those things are the true differentiating factors in living that fulfilled life. And, you know, not only just giving to yourself, but giving to everybody else around you. So Bobby, just grateful for you. Thank you again so much for hopping on today, sharing your gifts with my audience. I know they're gonna love this, and I could not recommend your 5-day intensive anymore. So again, anyone that's interested, the link will be in the description of this episode. So jump on in there and learn how to properly position yourself, your offer, your business, so you can close more sales and grow that business that you're looking to.
Thank you so much, Scott. Good to be here.
Absolutely. So everyone, please enjoy the rest of your days, and I'll talk to you next time. Bye, everyone. Thank you so much again for checking out today's episode. And if you are listening through iTunes, Spotify, wherever you are, please leave me a rating and review. Let me know what you loved, what you would like to see improved, or ideas you have for future episodes. And if you are interested in taking your business to the next level, don't hesitate to go to my website, www.scottaron.net, where you can schedule a free discovery call with me, where I can learn more about you, your business, what you're struggling with, and how we can work together. And don't forget to check out my wife, Nancy, and mine, our free community on Facebook called LinkedIn Leads for Life. We would love to see you in there. Have a great rest of your day. And thank you, everyone, for your support. Grateful for each and every one of you.